to AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Limits Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This has been a formal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Limits Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, August 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Skyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. Boomer Limits Radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered remote stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, I had some guys from Greg here doing some more wood cutting and stacking and that here today, so I'm about a third ready now for next winter with the wood. We got about 4 truckloads to take in and stack yet. See if I'm going to need any more than that. So, what's going on there today? Temperature here right now is 68 degrees after a range today of 55 to 77. It was going to be 85 tomorrow, then it's going to rain for a couple of days, so I got some other fellas here tomorrow who want to get the shingles off that old rickety garage roof. It's only a shed anyway, and see if we can get, I know there's a couple of boards in there that are kind of wanting to give out. Let's see what ones we got to take out and replace, and then re-roof the whole thing again. So that's about it here from the mountainside. Say God bless. 73s to you and all around. N2PFM clear.
Okay. Well, sounds like you got a big roofing project to do that. Well, I had a little nugget for you. A quote from Milton Berle once said, "If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door." Anyway, I thought of you when I heard that. So, all right, George, have a good evening tonight, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins. Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, we got up early this morning up at camp there, and last night we were up at camp, and the reason why I didn't jump on the net last night is that all of a sudden the dog got sick. We were up there at camp, went out down to the river and went swimming. I noticed the dog was acting a little funny down by the river, and but, you know, dogs act funny all the time. So, anyway, we got back up, and we sat around the campfire after a long day of camp work, and cracked open a couple beers, and we were just sitting around, and I noticed the dog, I thought it was time to take the dog for a walk. He really likes going for a walk up there. So we grabbed the walking sticks and started to head out, and he didn't really want to go, which is extremely unusual. The next thing I know, he's stumbling around, and he can't stand up, and he couldn't see or hear, at least apparently. So we had to call my wife to come up and get him and take him up to the vet. So he's still up there, and they think he probably either ate something poisonous or got bit by something poisonous. Who knows? It seemed to be some kind of toxic response. So anyway, we'll see what happens with that. But anyway, we went back to the campfire after that, and so we had to get up early this morning. The kids had to get off to work, and my wife came up and picked them up.